Hello, the Swipiness of the Prophet is the Word of God, episode 149. And every day as you're listening to these words are full of spirit and life. And I'm planting in your spirit something that is full of spirit and life. And your life is getting multiplied. Everything that you need in this life, every provision is already provided for you. So you are so blessed. And we're using the scriptures we've been using so far, which is Hebrews 4:12. Let's say it together. The word of God is quick and powerful and sharper than any two-edged sword, piercing even to the dividing asunder of soul and spirit and of the joints and marrow. And it's a discerner of the thoughts and intents of the heart. That is Hebrews 4:12. Then let's do, we are boxing it up with James 1:22. Come on, let's say it together. James 1:22. But be ye doers of the word and not hearers only, deceiving your own selves. And I keep saying, you will not be one who deceives their own selves, her own self. You will not be one who deceives his own self. It's not your portion. Okay. Self-delusion is cancelled in your life because you are a doer. Oh, I see a doer of the word here. You are a doer. Are you not? You are a doer of the word. Okay, so I said in Matthew 7, we saw that Jesus said that not everybody who says, Lord, Lord, is going to come into the kingdom or is part of the kingdom. Then in verse 24, so Matthew 7:24, he said, therefore, whosoever heareth these sayings of mine and doeth them, I will liken him unto a wise man. And that's where I stopped in the last episode. I said that, listen, when you hear God's word and you begin to think as his word says, not as for me, I think, as for me, God is saying forgive. And you say, as for me, listen, if the person will come and apologize and then I will forgive. Huh? You will not do what God says. You will do what you want to say here. Oh, it's so sad. It's so sad if a man will refuse to do what God's word says and will do what he wants. God says, and I'm not the one saying, he says in verse 24 of Matthew 7 that someone who will do the word of God, who does the word of God, is a wise man. Oh, I believe I'm speaking to wise men. I'm speaking to wise people here. He says, which built his house upon a rock. Oh, really? Yes. He says, this person is like someone who built his house upon the rock. I don't know what they said. This rock is Jesus. He's the only one. Be very sure. Be very sure. Be very sure your anchor holds and breaks the solid rock. This rock is Jesus. So, which built his house upon a rock? So, you say, I built my house upon a rock. I built my house upon the rock. So, what is this rock? Of course, the rock is Jesus. But the rock is also the word of God. You see, when you are able to know that the word is equal to Jesus Christ, the word is equal to Christ. The word is equal to God. If you're able to make that calculation and have that in your heart and in your mind, I tell you, life becomes easier. Christianity becomes so simple. Because when I'm in need of anything, let's say healing, and I'm not well, who is going to heal me? The word. This rock. Yes. Okay, I'm waiting for an angel to come fly. The angel will come and a bright star, brightness all around me, and more than the sun. Then the angel will blow something to my eyes. That is just fantasy. That is just fantasy. Oh, it's happened to somebody. Yes, but that person had the word, the written word, before the person had this vision. Because any vision which is not it's a contradiction of the word of God. We have to throw away the vision and pick only the word. That word is greater than the vision. So because this word has been where, from when, and has been with man, and we have seen it, we've read it, and you want us to throw away that and t- take your vision that you had yesterday. Oh, no, 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 no. So he says that you are wise when you built your house upon the rock. You built your house upon the rock. So the rock is Jesus, and Jesus is the Word, and Jesus is God. I like what 2 Corinthians chapter 5 verse 19 says, that to which God was in Christ. So God was in Christ. Yes. He was, as he was healing and as he was raising the dead, who was doing it? It was God himself. He was in Christ. So the Word Christ is God, and they are all equal. And how are you going to live in this world? Through the Word. Through the Word. By this rock. By this rock. And when you live like that, then you built your house upon the rock. You're so blessed, blessed, blessed. Bye.